This week on Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I are back from our trip to Urban Renewal as we drink some Buckle Down Love Tap Pale Ale and we recap our last couple of weeks drinking around the city. All that more on this week's episode. What did we do these last 3 weeks, Zoe? What'd you make it to?
Yeah, because, you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? It's what you think it is.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this.
Raw, raw, raw.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
And we're back in the office after our trip up to Urban Renewal.
It seems like it's been a long time, man.
You know? It does.
Even though it's a weekly show, we could miss 1 week. It's like, man, it's been forever.
But we had the holiday week.
Yeah, fourth.
And so it's been a little bit.
I tell you, man, that James Moriarty is an interesting cat, man. Like Urban Renewal's brewmaster. So If I got this right, he's from the East Coast, but he spent some time in like the Midwest, like in Iowa, right?
Yeah.
And picked up a gig with like a crew that sells equipment, brewing equipment, which led to him traveling and building out breweries.
Yeah, I don't think it was Iowa, right? But it was somewhere.
It was somewhere in the Midwest, right? No, maybe Nebraska, right?
Yeah. I forget the location.
We just recorded the fucking episode,
I
Brett.
Know. I forgot.
but it was in the after show, after we, you know, we had a couple beers, we're talking to him, and he's like, you know, he's telling all these stories about China and life on the road, and you've been to China. And it was just like, I'm like, man, I don't really know anybody like this dude, and that sounds like a fun job, man.
You know? Yeah, I think he did say it's fun if you're single, and that's about it. If you're single and you can kind of do whatever, it's a blast, because you're flying all over the place, and you're seeing new stuff, right?
And I guess this crew that he was building out breweries for, they were doing so much work in China that they had like a Chinese kind of like consulate, if you will, right? Like there was an American base for brewing in China. So he's put these stories about like, hey, being at the airport, I'm about to go see my family, and then, oh man, a client has an issue on the other side of China, can you go? But that was a good episode. I didn't know anything about him, so the crew.
It was fun hearing about what they're doing, the space, that they've already been in there for so long, and the tap room is planned once Koval kind of moves out of that space. So
that was surprising.
That's awesome for him.
Yeah.
And them too.
That's cool. Yeah. And it's good to see the old Metro space like still remain a brewery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you missed that, go back and check out that episode. There is, of course, brewery noise happening in there, but I think he'd still pick up what's being said. And then this week we're off the haze here and we're just drinking some classic pale ale.
Right on, man. This is from the West Burbs. Buckle Down. This is a Love Tap pale ale.
Yeah. Who has like a release this weekend with Imperial Oak.
Really?
They got some like big stouts they're releasing, a couple in cans and a couple on tap. So I figured it was appropriate.
Every time you pick up a beer from them, I'm just like, you know, this is good drinking. I've never had a beer from them that I didn't like.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, all their beers are just, they are good beers. Like, they're not, I often don't go out of my way to go there. I'll go there sometimes, but they're just like good beers when you have them. Like
I said. This is the hops, Cryo Laurel, Meridian, and Cashmere hops. I don't know much about Meridian. I've heard of Cashmere, but
Pulaski.
You know, we get the holiday off every year, you know. Cryo is like a style, I guess. It's a process where they're concentrating on like the oils and the bittering components of the hop.
Okay.
That's what it sounds like. So there's that.
Cool. Yeah. I actually picked this up at Trader Joe's. So definitely, if you see this around, give it a try. It's 2 weeks in cans, so. Yeah, still pretty fresh.
Big powder blue and green bubble letters, you know? Right on.
I'm digging it.
Good offering.
We got our half-acre Bodum glasses rocking here.
Yeah. The unofficial half-acre podcast here.
All right. So with all of that, with last week's episode, what we're drinking, we need to recap some things we were drinking.
We've been out, man.
We've seen, that we've gone to.
Yeah, man. Where do we start, Brad?
Let's go back. We were briefly touching on phase three.
Yes.
I finally had some of this mystery.
from Lake Zurich, Illinois.
Yeah. My uncle, who's an avid Chicago Beer Pass listener.
Right on.
He had a can. So I was like, well, I got to try this because I'm not waiting in line at 10 in the morning like Nick here.
You're like, don't shotgun that beer. There's only three left after you drink that one.
And I got to try it. And I don't remember it because it tasted like many of the other beers we had that night. And it is no better or worse than 90% of the hazy IPAs out there.
Yeah, the hype is real. And then it's suburban hype, which is, you know, kind of interesting, right? It's like in reverse, like you don't really get too excited about other suburban breweries to the point where you're like, oh shit, I got to find this beer, right? Like if you're in the city, you don't really do that a whole lot, right?
Yeah, maybe what microphone.
See, it's a very short list, yeah. Very short list, right? So, and then these beers come out, they're coming out every week, essentially, right? There was one week where they had a hazelnut stout, and one week where they had a lager, but literally every other release was like a double IPA.
Okay.
And they're quite similar in look and mouthfeel, right? Mouthfeel. Somebody was talking about the word mouthfeel and how they hate it. But the hops are different, right? But I wonder how much the base beer is different in these releases, because they're all quite similar.
Okay.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly, it was good. I don't think you need to be waiting in line, paying like crazy amounts for this or trading for it. It's good. It's worth trying if you can try it. But man, I think the haze is sort of, it's weighing heavy on me right now.
Yeah, I mean, like we went to Ultra Fresh, right? And it's, you know, that's the most popular style. Right. Mm-hmm. And then there is something to be said about like that hot burn you get from these kind of beers, right? There's double IPAs that are just like really, you know, aggressively hopped to the point where it's beyond peppery. Like, well, this kind of, if I have 16 more ounces of this, it's going to be a little painful. Right.
Right. I stand by, since we have been drinking these regularly or they've been out, I've always said like two is kind of my limit. Like,
yeah.
I'm good after two. A lot of people are like one. Two is like, you just drank two things of orange juice. I'm good. That's all. I want a beer now.
Yeah. we've been learning that, you know, like either at the beach or maybe like on the way home or something. Like it's like this isn't like fridge cold, right? But that's okay. Like it doesn't affect it.
Right.
But with the haze, it definitely affects a little bit more. You definitely notice it. You definitely want it to be as cold as possible.
Yeah, damn cold.
The chase is, I haven't chased beer in a long time, so for me personally, the chase is fun. Mm-hmm. But they're like, you know, they're AC/DC, man. They're making the same album every time, you know, people dig it, so they keep making it.
For sure, yeah. Alarmist is doing the same thing, you know, they have the variants of LeJuice.
Oh, yeah.
It's still LeJuice, just with the one hop amped up, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, if you like LeJuice, here's all the different versions of it.
But like to your point, man, I think we're coming, you know, we're starting to come, no, we're not coming to the end of it, but we are at a point where, okay, the saturation is real. We're looking for other stuff to drink at this point.
Yeah. And 100-degree weather in Chicago, I don't want a hazy beer, really. Like it's a lot in 100-degree weather. I want a love tap here. I want a pale ale.
I'm Brad Chmielewski, and I have like a love tap.
Yeah. You know, a Pilsner or even the Radlers. Let's bring those kind of faded away a little bit.
Yeah, man. Natterdays. is a Radler. You know?
That thing is out of control.
Remember we had...
To another level. Like, I...
You had some dude. You were taping some dude shotgunning Natterdays at Dark Lord Day.
I had never. That was the first time I had seen this. I was like, "What is this? I don't know what this is. I don't know what you're doing."
We had Kaiser from Good Beer Hunting on the show for Uppers and Downers episode, and he wouldn't stop laughing because Natterdays took like best in show for like the People's Choice at some beer fest, where like, you know, like Sierra Nevada was there, and you know, like New Belgium was there, and Natterdays, they're like, no, the best beer here is this fucking strawberry lemonade lager from, who was it? Oh, it was Natty Ice. From Natty Ice.
It's almost just it's like a joke on itself, right? It's like
That's great, man. That's great, but you know, we want something different, man.
Yeah, maybe not that different. Maybe not nowadays.
So yeah, man, 4th of July.
Yeah.
I was drinking Phase 3 on the beach, so that's me. I went to a Sox game.
Nice.
Nothing to report there. I did see 3-time guest on the show, Justin Maynard, formerly of the Illinois Craft Brewers Guild, and then he made a couple other stops after that.
Was that the rest in peace Beta Bra?
Yeah, he was on the Beta Bra episode. He's affiliated with a bar in Southwest Burbs, actually not too far from Buckledown.
Did he leave 350?
I believe so. Oh, yeah, 350 was another stop.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, I think he's getting his cruise on, man. You know, he's a gun for hire, man. Kind of like how Moriarty from Urban Renewal was at one point.
I felt like 350 was the perfect.
Yeah.
The music, the concerts that they do, it was like beer was almost second. It was to make money. Like, we could just sell all these music nerds.
Yeah, when they do 350 Fest across the street at the convention center, and I want to say there's like full on wrestling, and yeah, it's like a full on music festival, all day party, mm-hmm. and beer is a piece of it.
Yeah, they're like, it's cheaper for us to make all this beer and
just party.
Yeah. And buy the beer and have this party. So let's do it.
Yeah, like beer's part of the bigger thing. Yeah. I saw him there, and he's like, yeah, man, if you guys are around, you know, come down, man. The name of the bar escapes me. We'll find out. But I'm like, Brad, if it's in Wicker Park, Brad's going to go. If it's he will surprise you and show up in the South Burbs unexpectedly.
I've been trying to muster up the energy to go to Open Outcry. Come around. I'm like, this weekend, I'm going to Open Outcry.
Yeah.
And then no.
But we were talking about, because he was responsible for the, when he was at Beta Bra, they did a really cool Southside Brewers Festival at Beta Bra. That was a Chicago Craft Beer Week event.
Yeah.
All Southside breweries. It was cool. So he's talking about doing something at Sox Park like that.
Oh, that'd be
awesome. So I want to see him pull that off, because that's actually a really cool venue, like, because of the concourse, you know, because of the, because there's a lot of room to get busy. And then there's not a lot of stuff there. The only thing I'd been there for that wasn't baseball was the Chance the Rapper festival a few years ago.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. But then you look at Wrigley, like, you know, Billy Joel's there, fucking Pearl Jam's there, you know, fucking Jimmy Buffett's there. Mm-hmm. Like, there's always parties there.
And even Soldier Field.
And Sox Park has parking, you know. Mm-hmm. So that would be a good venue. It's an underused space.
Yeah.
There's just baseball there. You know, baseball hasn't been bad lately. But there's just baseball there.
Over that, the 4th of July weekend, I did myself a brewery crawl. We started way early. We were watching the Women's World Cup game.
Right on.
You know, where they crushed.
They are killing.
Those Netherlands, they crushed them.
Yeah.
So we started with that.
I didn't know the Women's U.S. team was that good.
Yeah.
I know now.
And then... We decided to continue this because we were going to Soldier Field.
Right on.
To watch the Gold Cup game.
Oh, yeah.
U.S. versus Mexico.
Yeah, I think Mexico got in that ass, right?
They won.
I think so.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I'm all for it. There was more people there rooting for Mexico than the people there rooting for the U.S.
I thought it was Mexican Independence Day. I happened to go past it, and I didn't understand. I didn't realize it was at Soldier Field.
Right.
I'm like, oh.
It could have been unsafe for me if the U.S. would have won. They would have been mad.
There were gigantic, like, you know, the kind of flags that you see, like, at a stadium. Like, people had a 2x4 and a sunroof and a four in a car with that size flag hanging out of the, like, you know, out of a Taurus, you know.
But in between those two games, we drank.
Right on.
And we did on the scooters.
I have no idea what the fuck the Gold Cup is, but anyway.
It's like the World Cup's like the best one, and the World Cup or the Gold Cup's like, you know, right. off years.
Okay.
Kind of thing.
Okay. Fair enough.
The only way I feel like
I'm
that
like the Gold Cup.
Might
I'm
describe like, it right.
What the fuck is the Gold Cup?
So we hopped on the scooters, and we went to On Tour. Got a beer there.
Right on.
Scootered over to Goose Island. Got a beer there. And we walked over to Great Central, because you can't. The scooters over there.
I want to talk about these scooters, man. All right.
So then we tried to get some scooters. Couldn't find enough. So we just hopped in a Uber or a Lyft and went over to Cruz Blanca.
Oh, right on.
More food.
Wait, this started at Soldier Field?
No, this started up north.
Okay.
And we made it over to these stops, got some tacos, some more beer, and then we went to Soldier Field.
Right on.
That was a good little crawl in that neighborhood of, you know, on tour, one beer, kind of. It was a warm day, so we're drinking whatever, like, pale or session IPA they had. Goose had some good stuff on. They're pouring Bourbon County, but we had been drinking previously, and we were drinking more later, so we avoided those Bourbon Counties.
I might be here for the 6 ounces of Bourbon County. I don't know.
And then some friends hadn't been to Great Central yet. They wanted to check it out,
yeah.
So we went over there, had some stuff. They didn't really understand the concept of what it was.
Really?
They got that it was a contract brewery.
Okay.
But the fact that they also had their own beers.
They got their own beers?
Well, yeah, they have like their
own. Oh, like a half, right? Okay.
Something else was a little confusing, I guess.
A little bit.
From an outsider. But I was like, you know, if this doesn't work out, they can just be a brewer. They can just be a tap room then.
Yeah.
They got that going.
Their space looks great. Mm-hmm. I love the gigantic ceilings. I almost like being there more than the other stops. They're an on tour. Are probably my favorite spots in the brewing district.
Yeah. Then we could have went over to District Brew Yards, but we wanted tacos. We were going to see Mexico play U.S., so we needed tacos.
Right on.
Cruz Blanca was.
Now all the scooters are run by Uber?
No.
I tried to get a scooter and it was run by Uber and I couldn't get it. It's like this scooter's not available.
There are like five. There's like a dozen scooter companies.
Yeah.
There's Uber. There's Lime. There's Groovy. There's Bird.
Because a scooter's a good way to get your brewery hop on.
Yeah.
And I was in it for that.
Not supposed to drink and scooter.
Oh. Yeah, you're not supposed to ride them on the street either. I mean, on the sidewalk either.
Yeah. There's a lot of things. You're not supposed to ride two people to a scooter. But sometimes your other scooter's far. And you got with a friend. And you got to go too.
I saw a dude on a sidewalk. This is West Loop, cross street from Haymarket, on a sidewalk with his baby. I mean, the baby had a little baby helmet on.
Okay.
But he's on a sidewalk riding a scooter with his baby. I'm like, I hate you.
Damn.
And plus,
I wanted to be
on a scooter with him. Like, get this baby out of here. Take me out your scooter.
Maeve and I did find the scooters that. Maybe the best. The one's called Groove or Groovy.
Yeah.
We were doing 15 miles an hour. We were passing up bikers.
Yeah, because you were telling me, I was telling somebody that, yeah, Brad says they go pretty fast. And then we had two guys on the street, and one guy gave us one speed, another guy gave us another speed. They're not all equal.
They're like, not all the same. They're all supposed to go pretty mild speed, and some of them are getting fined now because they're going too fast.
Yeah.
These Groovy ones... They're fast.
That's where it's at. Groovy. Yeah,
Groovy. They're all like right. White and blue.
Good to know. Yeah, I'm ready to rock a scooter, man. I've seen them all the time now. It's making me mad.
Gotta just do that District Brew Yards crawl on a scooter.
Okay.
So what you doing this weekend?
Maybe the Quake Fest.
Oh yeah, is that August?
It's coming up.
Yeah. But that was my previous week. And then I don't really think I hit up anything else. I did stop in Alarmist before 4th of July, and I picked up some Crispy Boy, which I think I still have. We might drink that next week. That's their Pilsner.
Right on.
Picked up some of their latest Le Juice variant. And, yeah, talked to Gary Gulley. You know, he was in there that day. They were watching Top Gun because it was the day before the 4th of July. Yeah, Top Gun and Haze.
I still haven't seen that movie. That would be
but
something.
But you know the movie.
I know, yeah, I know the movie.
You don't need to see it, as long as you know it.
Right on. Man, what did I do, man? This is my regular haunts, man. Tried to go to Rev because, you know, I wanted to go to Rev. They were closed. Ended up at Maplewood at Metropolitan.
Right. Rev's got the strawberry honey... Jacket.
Yeah, Josh Riley came up and got one of those.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's on the list.
He is on the list.
We're not on the list.
I don't
for
know.
All of our.
It's because we were talking shit about Rosa.
Rosa, which I don't see anymore.
See? So we weren't wrong. I think we were ahead of the curve. Yeah. I actually think we spoke for the people. I think a lot of people felt that way. My sister told me once, I brought Rosa to smoke with for her years ago. And she was like, man, this shit tastes like pink champagne. And I was like, man, I haven't heard.
Champagne?
There's that... like, it's just like a fucking, like, dirt.
Like a Boone's farm?
It's, yeah. It's like, it's like a fuzzy, it's like a fuzzy Boone's farm, right? I was like, yeah, you know what? she's not wrong. You know? But yeah, man, we were ahead of the curve and not liking Rosa. So I don't understand why we're not on this list, Brad. You know?
They should be probably like tapping us.
They should be thanking us for bringing it to the forefront, this Rosa sitch. Yeah, because last year there was an Italian restaurant that had a little block party, and Rosa was one of the featured things there. Rosa and the... it was, you know, Campari drink that likes that thing. Like,
yeah, the spritz.
Nice, yeah. But that was last year. I ain't seen it this year. Oh, but anyway. But Metropolitan, man, they're going to, dude, when they get that patio going, I think they're waiting on, like, city approval. Mm-hmm. But this thing stretches out into the river.
Right. It's a full-on dock, right?
It's going to be a full-on, dude, boat dock. But then I'm hoping, like, you can get cabs to go there. You can get water taxis to go there. You know, because like at Goose Island, there's a Goose Island stop and there's a Chinatown stop. And those are the two further stops. The other stops are just downtown. They go east-west.
Yeah.
West Loop to Michigan Ave.
Man, if you could water taxi from Metro to Chinatown.
Man.
What?
I mean, it's perfect, though. That's perfect. It's going to take you like full 40 minutes.
There is a stop over by Goose Island, Clybourne.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. That's the Goose Island stop.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I mean, like this
I
when.
I should do that this weekend.
I know, man. When you're hanging out on that river, like even at a under construction on Metro's patio, you can see the potential, right? And I've hung out there before, man. Like just like a couple blocks away, there's a Kerrywood Field, right? Right next to the high school. Oh, but there's a river there, and there's a kayaking training facility right there.
Right.
So I mean, just all along, it's like this sleepy portion, north portion of the river, and they're building it up. Like you're gonna see like a you know, like riverfront style things going in over there. But there's a lot of action that could go in on the river.
That's cool.
So I'm excited about that. Right in the Avondale. Right down the street from Loose Key Studio.
I know. I'll be over there in a couple weeks. Going to do a meetup there. See what's happening at the space.
Right on. I think I got a coffee. I got a coffee Hellas on Nitro.
So good.
The little bitty fella, the 0.25 CL. Not the 0.5.
Their coffee beers. So good.
Yeah, probably the most underrated program probably in the city right there. Fucking fantastic, yeah. That Metro. Those Metro coffee beers on Nitro, yeah, all every time.
Yeah, those could be some of my favorite beer. Like, I forget about them, but they're so good when you have them.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Ravinia Brewing. I didn't stop up there, but I was close.
They yelled at you.
You know, they yelled at me a little bit. I was up there, but you know. I was up there just in time to get a seat and watch the show, so I didn't get to kick it there. And, you know, like I was telling them, the food inside – I did a Ravinia piece on Nicosi White, and it was like the food at Ravinia is really good. It's a chef-driven menu. But
at the brewery.
Ravinia, the festival, sorry.
Oh, okay.
The Ravinia festival. Mm-hmm. But then you go to Ravinia, and none of the food tastes as good as Ravinia, the brewery. Like, it's all kind of, like, run by kids. It's almost, like, Great America-esque, right, where, like, the kids are in there, and they don't really care what they serve you, right? They're just there doing their little stupid summer job.
Okay.
So it's not what it could be. So the food at Ravinia Brewery is better than the food at Ravinia Festival.
Okay. That's and Ravinia Brewery has mostly, they got tacos.
They got tacos.
And they're good. And so they gave you shit on Twitter for not coming out.
They got in my ass a little bit, man. I'm like, all right. You know, to be fair, it's right there. As soon as you get off, it is literally like a block away.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, to make matters worse, I get tacos at Ravinia Festival and hate them. And I'm like, damn, I had the tacos at Ravinia and they were good. So
yeah. So
this was my fault. So shame on me. So next time, you know.
I got a little trip. I think it'll be like August 24th. We're going to bike to Ravinia.
You're a maniac.
And Kings and Convicts.
Right on.
Kings and Convicts is right down the street from Ravinia. You can take, I think it's the Green Bay Trail, because it runs right next to the train line.
Yeah, yeah.
And then if you wimp out, you can just take the train.
You ever seen deer? I feel like I would see deer on that path, and that's what freaks me out.
I don't know. I never. Well, I've rode it once when we rode to Tighthead.
Mundelein, Illinois, for those keeping score at home. It's fucking tight head.
So I will be making a trip up to Ravinia, probably in about a month, yeah.
Man, Hazy Days of Summer was Saturday. We missed that.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Not the Guild.
Chicago Beer Society. Yeah. Windy City Smokeout was this weekend. So the good folks at Knob Creek, they had a preview event. So I'm trying to grab the name of their it's a roadhouse, right? It's a roadhouse. So they're a weird crew. So the name of the roadhouse is the Roadhouse of Earned Flavor. It's a smokehouse. Right, it's a smokehouse. So it's one of the exhibits at Windy City Smokeout. So Windy City Smokeout is like a Friday, Saturday party. Knob Creek is there. They're like, you need to come party Thursday before it all goes down. Right. So Knob Creek, for those who don't know, Knob Creek is one of the Jim Beam brands. Right. It's the Jim Beam brand that's like they age it for 9 years. Right. Okay. Like it's like the one. It's actually me personally. I think that's their best offering as a crew. I think Jim Beam. A lot of people like Jim Beam White Label. Like Jim Beam, the White Label Jim Beam, that's the top selling whiskey on the planet. Like that's the biggest selling whiskey. But Knob Creek's their best offer. They do 300,000 barrels of this stuff every year. Yeah. So I hung out with those guys. Real quick, man. There were four of them. It was the OG Knob Creek, the Knob Creek Single Barrel Reserve, the Knob Creek Straight Rye, the Single Barrel Rye, and a Cash Strength. Knob Creek. The coolest part about this is that they had the dudes who make the barrels show up from Kentucky.
Okay.
And they actually they get a blowtorch and they actually torch a barrel on the spot.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
To see.
So that was cool. You know, and these whiskey is it has to be white oak, new white oak. And then you char this barrel, they come up, they let you smell it. And it kind of smells just like marshmallows. It's bizarre. Like it's got an intoxicating thing. It's like, this is fire and wood. And it smells like marshmallows. Like it was kind of weird. Yeah. So that was that might have been that's probably the coolest thing I did all week.
That's awesome. Okay.
Yeah, so
I like that.
So shout out to Knob Creek, man. And the Austin based crew who runs the road show. Yeah. Cause Knob Creek and Jim Beam are based in Merchandise Mart, but they make the whiskey in Claremont, Kentucky. But this crew that goes to these festivals is all based out of Austin, Texas.
Okay.
So it's a hang. That was a good time.
Cool.
Yeah.
Whew. Does that cover?
We were talking in the pregame. We're like, well, what do we do?
I think and that covers everything we may have hit up over the past few weeks. Yeah. I'm trying to think if there was anything else. But no, that might do it.
I feel pretty good about that, Brad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I want to say I can't remember the best thing I drank over the past couple weeks, but one thing that stood out for me was, and I don't even know the name, but it's this new beer from Half Acre.
Mm-hmm.
It has peach in it. It's like a red can.
Yeah, I know.
A one-off can thing, and it was damn good.
Yeah, they got a little bit of they got a little bit of orange left at Half Acre.
We're gonna be going up to Spiteful, so we might have to, you know.
Oh shit! It's right next door.
Half Acre.
What you're talking? Yeah, you're talking about the Ray Layer Peach.
Yeah.
It's a double IPA with oat, wheat, and back-breaking cold side hop loads. Mm-hmm. Oh, and peach rhubarb, which I think is that African tea.
Oh, okay.
You know they're not afraid to make these, you know, these weird almost almost shandies, right? They're making these IPAs with tea, IPAs with a boatload of fruit to the point of where it's like a rattler. Yeah.
It was good. I didn't know it was peach right away, and I don't have enough peach beers or eat peach, and I was like, what is that? And then someone told me peach. I was like, oh yeah, this was a great beer.
Yeah.
No, any standouts from you that you had in the past week or 2 weeks?
Man,
just think about Half Acre. I might get a Bodum
for over. Yeah, you know, what I had that I hadn't had in a while was the Moody Tongue, the Grapefruit Pilsner from Moody Tongue. That's a really good summer beer. Yeah, I had that recently, and that made me really happy. And I was like, man, I forgot how good this beer could be. So Yeah, there was a lot of cool stuff, but I think I'm going to go with that. Nice. Yeah.
All right, so coming up this weekend.
Grapefruit Pilsner. I don't know if I said that. Pilsner. Okay. Yeah, it's Grapefruit Pils. I don't know what I said, but that's what it was. Sorry.
We're just looking for all this fruit and the beers. Peaches and
like, grapefruit. Like, goddamn fruit. Put some fruit in our beer. Leave us alone.
Tomatoes and... but coming up this weekend, what do we got? What's coming up? There's a few things happening. There is at headquarters has an event that we may or may not be at.
Yeah, we haven't been to headquarters all year. This would be our first time. The Wet Hot American Cider Fest, man, July 21st. That's Sunday, noon to 5. So this is 30 of the nation's top ciders. And they're doing it camp style. So they're going to have like dunk tanks. I want to smash some apples. I got smashing apples. And, you know, it's at an arcade. So, and then their arcade goes two levels.
Yeah.
Right? Like, there's a downstairs.
Downstairs is kind of creepy.
A little bit.
Yeah.
and it's the only time all year that I usually go to headquarters.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So that ought to be fun. And then right after that, if you're feeling frisky, the good folks at Argus Brewing are throwing the Summer Pint Fest at the Columbia Yacht Club. So Columbia Yacht Club is that is the yacht next to Millennium Station, Millennium Park.
Okay.
Right where Far and Away was that.
Oh, yeah.
But this, it's docked. It's docked. It doesn't run. It's like a museum, kind of. You know, it just kind of sits there. Yeah.
What's happening with our Argus interview? You bring them up for this event. People forget that they're a thing.
We're dropping the ball. They're not in the book.
Not in the book, yeah.
And they've been around for at least 10 years. You know, and no one talks about it. So this is a good time to get reacquainted, man. 10 to 5.
10 years?
Yeah, they've been around. They've been around since, like, yeah, for sure 10 years.
I'd be right, yeah.
Yeah. 2 to 5, also on Sunday. Sunday is the day, man. Sunday's going to be good. Mm-hmm. This is 20 online, 25 at the door. So it includes Argus beer, food, and fun in the sun.
Nice. And
yeah.
It.
Oh, yeah, it says on the flyer, 10 years of brewing.
It's going to be hot. So you're going to you're going to want to drink. You're going to want to hang out by the water.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. That's going to be a good day. All right. But those are the two feature events this week, man. There's other, I don't know what else is going on.
All right. Was there any news or should we get out of here?
Let's get the hell out of here, bro.
All right. We're going to get out of here. Nick, where can people find you? Get in touch when we're not here.
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRAD. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter at Chicago Beer Pass. Instagram, Facebook, the YouTube version. There's some new graphics. I'm slowly dropping in. So if you're watching the video, you may have seen some of those happen.
Fuck yeah.
And we'll be back next week with another episode. Take care.
Cheers.